Wow, Audio Bullies auf Flux FM mit Snake, 17 Uhr und 11 Minuten, hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag und bei mir im Studio ist der Dichter und Tattoo Artist Kozel Kiev. Hello, my man.
Hello, Berlin.
Before we talk to each other, let me give a summary of the movie we're talking about and maybe a summary about your life to the audience out there,
awesome.
So they're in the mood for our little story here. Der Mann, der jetzt bei mir im Studio steht, ist in der Tat als einjähriges Kleinkind mit seiner Familie von Kambodscha aus in die USA geflohen. Dort landet er dann Jahre später als 16-jähriger Teenager im US-amerikanischen Gefängnis und wird als Gangmitglied zu 14 Jahren Vollzug verurteilt. Und nach dieser Zeit, in der Kozel übrigens die Kraft der Poesie für sich entdeckt, wird er nicht als resozialisiert entlassen. Nein, die amerikanischen Behörden beschließen, ihn im direkten Anschluss an seine Haft nach Kambodscha abzuschieben. Ein Land, das Kozel gar nicht kennt und das ihm eben doch zur Heimat wird. Der Film Cambodian Sun von der Kraft der Poesie des japanischen Regisseurs Masahiro Suganu handelt von Kozel Kiev, der das Dichten während seines Knastaufenthaltes zu schätzen lernte und untersucht auch die Frage, inwiefern Kunst oder genauer Lyrik einen Menschen ändern, motivieren, ja vielleicht sogar retten kann. Heute Abend feiert der Film seine Berlin-Premiere und bei mir im Studio ist, wie gesagt, der Protagonist des Filmes Kozel Kiev. Der Regisseur des Streifens ist schon vor Ort und hat es nicht geschafft. The director of the movie, he didn't make it, right?
No, he's preparing. He cannot make it. He's preparing for the show tonight.
Okay, but welcome to Flux FM. Welcome
thank to you Flux for FM. Having me.
Easy. Today is going to be the Berlin premiere, but you've just recently shown your film in Cambodia, where a big part of your story is taking place. How did people react there to the movie?
Oh, it was amazing. The feedback has been amazing, especially from the youth. Uh-huh. They've come out in groves and actually was inspired in the sense of to actually tell their own story in a sense too, you know? So it's been love all around.
Cool. It's an interesting thing that you as a person who has not been to Cambodia, although your roots are there, you're welcomed there really, really, really big, right?
Yes. And I mean, to me, it was almost in a sense of, I always try to explain it like this to the youth and to the Cambodian people when we every time we have a dialogue and talking, I tell them, imagine if I never left.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What type of Cambodian would I be? Right? And then imagine if you left. You know, let's switch roles.
Yeah, cool. Empathy is a good thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Good starting point.
It is a good starting point because I've always said kindness and compassion without empathy is sympathy and pity.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it. You're totally right. What I love about the movie is that it's not only retelling your life from fleeing Cambodia as a kid via being in jail to becoming a well-known poet, but it also shows a man on his way into his own future, a poet at work. Do you remember when you first thought that poetry might save your ass?
Oh, wow, yes. I was in the hole. I was in solitary confinement for a year and a half at one point in time. And it was 8 months in. I woke up from a nightmare and I walked down, get off my bunk, went into the stainless steel sink toilet, washed my face, saw myself in a scratched out, graffitied out mirror. Mm-hmm. And I looked at myself and questions arose, you know, is this it? Are you going to die in here?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to win? Mm-hmm. And at this point in time, I had 10 years left and it was 8 months in solitary confinement that I realized, no, this isn't it, that they're not going to win, that I'm going to start fighting for my life. And at that point in time, I start writing.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote and read everything in sight, and I wrote everything that I was feeling, all the anger, the hurt, the frustration, the hate, the despair, the loneliness, and it just went out. And I remember reciting some of what I was writing, and some of the guys that was in the hole as well in solitaire, they heard it through the tear ducts.
Wow.
You know, they heard it through the air ducts, and they were like, yo, Minor, that was my alias, Minor. Man, what you doing up in there? I'm like, man, I'm writing. I'm like, what you writing? Man, I don't know, my thoughts, poetry, whatever we want to call it. And it's like, man, let us hear it. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
So there was a reaction from the inmates.
Yeah, there was a reaction with the inmates. And they was like, look, when lights go out, we're going to call radio silence. And you just walk up to your cell door and speak. I'm like, all right. So that night, the lights went out. The guys went on the...
So you was like the human poetry radio station kind of.
Yes, in a sense, you know?
Wow.
And it was that point in time where I actually realized that poetry saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me an outlet. It gave me an avenue. And then to realize that these guys, these hardcore guys the hole.
Fuck.
And, you know, and after I was done, there was silence. And then all of a sudden, everyone started banging on their cell doors.
Wow.
Ooh, 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 yeah, let us hear another one.
Wow.
And I'm like, man. Wow.
So there was a reaction from the other inmates. That's interesting. I didn't even know about that. I thought it was...
That was actually my first performance.
Yeah, that's cool. But I really thought that maybe you were writing stuff and you were realizing, oh, this is like entering another room, and it's good to enter another room, right? Especially when you're in jail and isolated in one cell. Mm-hmm. So that must have been a way of fleeing, kind
of. Yeah, it was. It was. And then it was a validation, too, especially from guys that were in the same predicament as me.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to actually feel what I was feeling, it gave me validation of like, okay, you know, this is valid. This has substance and this has worth.
Yeah. Now, you're not just a poet, you're a tattoo artist as well.
Yes.
And you're a man who's taking care of young people who are in jails all over the world.
Yes.
Was that something that you were immediately thinking of when you're doing your first poems in jail, that you were like, oh, maybe I have to talk to other people about the power of lyrics and poem that I feel right now?
Yes, of course. I mean, at one point in time, I was a part of this program called Visions, Visibility and Support in Our Neighborhoods. And it was a program that actually talked to at-risk youth.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I was locked up so young, you know, at the age of 16. So to me, I was talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I talked to these youth, and I was like, this is me. And look, you don't have to follow in my footsteps, you know. Take me as the warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am the caution sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so in that sense, I knew my place and my purpose in a sense. It gave me purpose.
Yeah. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to some music. And then I want to hear more about the movie and maybe about the changes. Maybe if it changed you again to do that movie. And then we'll hear a little performance
of
some of your stuff. That would be so cool as well. Also geht's hier gleich weiter mit Kosal Kiev, dem Dichter aus den USA bzw. Kambodscha, dessen Film heute Abend übrigens gezeigt wird im Heimathafen Neukölln um 19 Uhr. Es gibt dann vor Ort auch nochmal Diskussionen zum Thema Jugendstrafanstalt, Workshops und vieles mehr. Wir werden es gleich nochmal genauer aufdröseln. Zwischendurch aber Musik auf Flux FM. Wir hören Curtis Harding mit Next Time. Curtis Harding mit Next Time, Flux FM, 17 Uhr und 23 Minuten. Bei mir im Studio ist immer noch der Tattoo Artist und vor allen Dingen der Dichter und Poet Kosal Kiev, dessen Story wir schon ein bisschen erzählt haben. Er ist mit einem Jahr von Kambodscha aus geflohen in die USA mit seiner Familie, ist dann mit 16 in den Knast gekommen in den Vereinigten Staaten, weil er Mitglied einer Gang war. Für 14 Jahre ist er dann direkt auch eingebuchtet worden und in dieser Zeit hat er die Kraft der Poesie für sich entdeckt, die er auch nach wie vor für sich nutzt und dem auch nach wie vor Stärke gibt, denn er ist ja nach seiner Haft von Amerika aus abgeschoben worden, wieder nach Kambodscha, in ein Land, in dem er sich im Prinzip überhaupt nicht auskennt. I just recap, you just told the story once again
for the people who just
tuned in. The filming of the movie we're talking about ended in 2013.
Yes.
What has changed since then for you as a person?
Wow.
Because I think it might have affected you as well, to look at the film, to look at your own life, maybe, you know?
It has. A lot of things has progressed. I mean, I've come almost in a sense full circle as being an artist. I'm doing a lot more painting now.
Oh, wow.
So I'm been part of a couple exhibitions, and I'm working towards having my own exhibition soon. I've also had my first acting gig.
Oh, wow.
In a movie, featured film. Australian director, Singaporean investors, Khmer Productions. It's called Before the Fall.
Mm-hmm.
I play a street hustler type guy that actually brings all the main characters together at one point in time. So that's an amazing thing that's going on right now. I've never really acted before, so
wow. But there's no chance of you ever going back to the U.S., right?
No, I have a lifetime bar, but I never say never.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe if some people from the immigration board will see the movie and will think about their position.
Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, they have to rethink their position. I really think so. We've mentioned that as well. You've already worked with kids from Berlin in 2013,
yes.
Kids who were in jail or were on their way to jail, kind of. And you're going to meet them again tonight.
Yes,
that's
I'm
cool.
Looking forward to that as well. I think I was really excited about the fact because, again, most of my work, most of my writings, I want it to reach them.
Yeah.
You know?
And then what have you done with them when you were working with them? What is your approach to kids who are criminal?
My approach is actually to have them question.
Mm-hmm.
Have them question where they've been, where they are, and where do they see themselves going.
Mm-hmm.
And actually take accountability to say that you are the master of your own fate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Invictus.
Yeah.
You know, take control.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost in a sense of freedom. You know, freedom has to be taken. No one can give you freedom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so in that aspect, I want them to actually understand that.
Mm-hmm. That they're the masters of their own fate,
yes.
Kind of. Huh? Okay, cool. And so as you're here in the studio, and I know that you have your poems right in your head waiting for them to come out, would you recite something?
Sure,
for us, for our listeners, before we send them to the movie tonight.
Awesome. Well, this one piece I would like to share with you, Berlin, is called Listen, and I hope you're listening. In the air, on the ground, in a plane, on a bus, in a van, the world spins around with chains on my hands. It rains and it thunders and I wonder would they ever understand. As plans unravel like gravel in the sand. Tires spin like I'm in back when I was in my grandmother's hands. But then she died. And I flew back to you in the land so new. Brother, could it be so true? Give me a minute to review. Barefooted, train tracks. See muted, playground, greyhound, as I stare back. She sits on a swing with her hair in the wind, singing, please don't leave, let's play for a while with a smile. Could you please grant me this one thing? Shh, listen. Can you feel home within? Shh, listen. I can feel home within. Shh, listen. I find myself in a tomb, in a room, staring off in the moon through a window on a pillow full of dreams come true. But the devil's at work, so my dreams fell through to the sound of a gun, to the pounding of a lung of a kid on the run, destined to fly with his eyes on the sun. So he ran and he jumped, spread his arms out once, said a prayer to the Lord, say me please this once. And his reply, shh, listen, can you feel home within? Shh, listen. I can feel home within. Shh, listen. Eyelids peel open and close behind blinds broken. Eyes wide, full of lives hoping. She shuts her eyes tight and tries to focus. Her mother cries, fright is hopeless. Run, son, and keep your sister closest. I suppose it's just a dream, hocus pocus. Mother's not choking, pop's not drunk, and brother's not smoking. And you're not alone in the world so hopeless. Feeling so far gone for anyone to notice. Cutting yourself up because you need to stay focused. Back to the dream where you swung on a swing. You sung about the thing where the birds and the bees stung with a sting. You sung from within. Sing, 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 sing lullabies as the night grows dim. Crying out to the world, won't you please listen in? Shh, listen. So at shots bang, you can hear the wail of a siren with all eyes crying. Even Pop's eyes as he lays down dying with his last breath sighing, my son. Grow up to be a lion, cause you are my son. But you can hear in the defiance, break away from the pride and let God be the guidance. See, the night comes with devil when the devil comes in silence. So please, won't you show me peace, cause I'm tired of all the violence. Shh, listen.
This stadium applause. for Kozol Kiev, live off Flux FM. Thank you, man. That was a strong text, a strong lyric.
Thank you.
So what's going to happen tonight? You're not just going to show the movie. You're going to recite some of your stuff again.
Yes.
And there's going to be a discussion with Birgit Lang, a social worker as well.
Yes.
Cool.
It will be fun. It will be nice. I hope lots of people come and join on in and just come and be open.
I think there's going to be a lot of people, and I'm going to give away some tickets now real quick for our listeners. Wer also heute Abend im Heimathafen Neukölln die Berlin-Premiere des Filmes Cambodian Sun von der Kraft der Poesie betrachten möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück heute Abend ist Berlin-Premiere des Filmes Cambodian Sun von der Kraft der Poesie im Heimathafen Neukölln. Um 19 Uhr geht's los. Es gibt zum Film noch eine Diskussionsrunde mit der Sozialarbeiterin Birgit Lang, die eben auch mit Jugendlichen arbeitet, die im Knast sitzen. Und natürlich wird Kozol Kiev auch einen Teil seiner Kunst live vortragen. Heute Abend also im Heimathafen Neukölln ab 19 Uhr. Kozol, thanks a lot for visiting us.
And
please come back again as soon as you visit Berlin the next time so we can talk a bit more.
Of course.
And we're gonna...
Anytime.
Yeah, that would be cool. So you come back. Thank you for visiting. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Don't see